Good morning and welcome back to Intrepid Radio. I am your host, Todd Schneck. Really looking forward to this guest today. In fact, she's a return guest to Intrepid Radio. I'm excited to have her. Before we get into that, just want a quick announcement that this show is sponsored by the upcoming Solo PR Summit, a conference for independent professionals in PR and social media. It's going to be held here in Atlanta, February 20th and 21st. There are some limited tickets and sponsorship opportunities available. Visit soloprsummit.com for information. Today's guest is a featured speaker at the Solo PR Summit. Say hello to Sarah Evans. She's a chief evangelist with Tracky and author of a book called Reframe, Little Inspirations for a Larger Purpose, and a general expert in all things PR. Welcome back to the show, Sarah.
Thanks so much for having me, Todd. Great to be here.
Well, it is my pleasure. Thanks for carving out some time. Sarah, before we get into it, just brief the audience quickly a little bit about you and your background.
So I come from a traditional PR background, worked in healthcare, government relations, and higher education, and then went off on my own to launch my own PR consultancy and found that I was working with both really large brands, top brands in mostly the U.S., and also startups. And I have a special place in my heart for startups because a lot of them are the doers, getting new things done, innovative things done, and wanted to be able to work with one full time for a few years. And right now have that opportunity to be with Tracky, which I know we'll talk more about in a bit, based here in beautiful Las Vegas. So that is where I'm at right now. Love productivity, love public relations and communications and how technology integrates and kind of changes the way that we all communicate.
Well, go deeper on Tracky. You're the chief evangelist there. Tell us about the organization and how it serves its market.
Well, first of all, it's not a religious organization. A lot of my friends and family were really thrown with that title. I mean, oh, you're going to work for a church, you know, great. But it's not. It's evangelizing, meaning, you know, I'm kind of spreading the word that is productivity and collaboration. Tracky's open social collaboration and project management. It's completely web-based in the cloud and iOS. So you're not beholden to any software or hardware, and it's always available through your nearest web browser. It really allows people to get things done better. And I said that before I worked with them because I was also a customer and then joined their advisory board and now, of course, am employed by them. And I use it from everything from planning my move out to Vegas, so that personal side of my life, to professional with editorial calendars, interacting with the media, planning our own media ops, and I use it for speaking, and also use it to publish to social networks. So it kind of is the trifecta in my life, and it just allows me to get things done better.
And that's going to be consistent with the presentation you are going to lead and deliver at the Solo PR Summit. I think the topics get more done in less time. That's, and Tracky, obviously, I'm sure will be something that will be integral in helping people do just that. Sarah, lead us off and give us a couple of key learnings that we can expect from this presentation in here in Atlanta.
Sure. Well, I'd like to think that my title is a very sexy one, that getting more done in less time. Plus, I'm speaking to my people, to PR people, and we all want to be able to do that, especially because we know in the solo PR world, it's just you trying to get a lot done for your clients. And in PR, there are an unbelievable amount of tasks to get things done. And one of the things that I've done in my entire career is just try to find a better way to either automate or minimize the number of tasks it takes to get something done. And I will be using Tracky, but I'm going to set up the presentation so that there will be takeaways. So if you're using another project management tool or are just not really on board yet with the idea of using project management, we'll look at some other ways to get larger tasks done in a shorter amount of time. So I'll look at things like creating an editorial calendar, a better way to manage Harrow Helper Reporter Out queries. We'll look at content creation, content management, content aggregation, how to actually take a more holistic approach to that and then automate some of it, and also how you share it, how you work with your team. And also my big one is going to be reducing your email by 2 to 4 hours a week. I don't want to give too much away so that people actually want to come and listen to it, but I'm really excited to give this one. And this is kind of my test market for this particular presentation, and it's something that I'm going to be taking on the road after so that we can keep spreading the word of getting more done in less time.
Sarah, you know, I want to jump on that last topic. I'm not going to ask you to divulge any big items you're going to discuss at the event.
So I'll share with you, Todd.
I just want to speak on the value of that idea, though. I made the decision probably last fall. Like most people, I was just buried by my inbox. And finally made the decision to say, I got to get a handle on this because it's just consuming me and it's so distracting. And you get so inundated with these little mindless tasks that you put aside the important tasks, and that's how you don't get more done in less time. I'm now in the routine and habit where I'm inbox zero every day, and I cannot tell you how that's changed things for me. I feel more productive. I feel less cluttered. I feel like I can focus more on the really important work. And I hope people understand how vitally important. And I think that alone, Sarah, can help you get more done in less time.
It's true. And I don't know the exact stats, but we get interrupted something like every 3 minutes in a traditional office setting. And I think it takes up to, on average, 23 minutes to get back to what you're working on when you're interrupted. And that includes self-interruptions, like looking on social networks and interacting. And I'd love to have inbox zero. I don't have that. But what I really do is I'm going to talk about not abusing and overusing email. Really look at what email is used for. And when you're using project management, almost every project management tool has discussion threads. And when you use those versus email and how that can reduce the amount of time you spend in email and send email and really help your team work more efficiently. Plus, when you onboard people into new projects, many times you're searching for previous emails to get them all up to speed on communication, or you're putting briefs together. And when you utilize discussion threads, you can just bring people in and let them do their due diligence and read through the archives. So that'll be one of the things that I'm really talking about. And I'd love to hear your tips for inbox zero, Todd.
You know, like any daily task, you finally got it. When you get there, you got to do the daily maintenance. It's like yard work. If you do yard work once a quarter, it's a nightmare. But if you do a little bit each weekend, then you maintain it. It's the same thing with email. I mean, once you get through the very, very painful process of getting there, maintaining it, if you're disciplined, is the real super secret on that, you know, and that's not easy. Better off doing it that way. Sarah, you mentioned you're going to talk about some tools to help automate some processes for people, and I fully believe in that, and I endorse that there's a lot of power to be drawn from the tools that are available to people that they're not utilizing. But where do you draw the line between automating yourself versus being a human being and being real? Some people really struggle with that paradox.
Such a great question. I really look at automation as a way to make a few things easier, but I use that automation to actually buy back time so I can be more personal. Mm-hmm. So if I know I'm sharing maybe my 10 favorite articles a day, and I don't want to forget to do those, I can schedule those to go out on the appropriate social networks, and then I can use the time that I was sending those out to either do an in-person meeting or take a phone call or send an email so I can condense those tasks. And that is a lot of what I will talk about is utilizing tools, not all for automation, but some just to reduce time so you can buy back time to not just do more, but take time for you as well.
You mentioned Harrow, Help a Reporter, and I'm not in the PR business, and I use Help a Reporter. Are there still people in your space not utilizing that, or I guess there are strategies where you can better utilize it?
You know, I have no idea what the statistics are, and I'm sure there's always new people that need to learn about Harrow or will find out about Harrow. But what I'm talking about really is a more efficient way to run that process. So as queries come in, if you look at the actual workflow from a PR perspective, we are kind of the gatekeepers of that information, and we may have to get permission before we can even respond to a request from a client. And at that point, you're sending multiple emails to the clients telling them, you know, what has happened. Then if they approve it, you're going back and forth on the pitch and creating that content. And then you have to send that content to the reporter. Then you might have to schedule an interview and go back and forth there. And then once the article runs, you know, there's all this due diligence you have to do. And I've really identified a way with our team to condense what that looks like and keep everyone on board through using Tracky. And I can't wait to share what that PR group and those PR tactic look like so that people can see it doesn't have to be 85 emails back and forth for every single query, because sometimes that prevents people from even following up on potential opportunity because they know the amount of work that's going to have to go into it. And we want to make that communication more seamless, a bit easier, so you can respond to more and get more media impress for your client.
Well, I can tell you that I could benefit from some knowledge there. I probably use Hero a little bit differently than maybe majority of the attendees of Solo PR, in that I use it as a podcaster and hosting a bunch of different shows. I use it as a way to draw guests, and I trust me, it can be overwhelming. You get so frustrated with it that it almost loses its effectiveness. So I'll be anxious to hear more about that. You know, you mentioned Tracky. Are there some other tools that people ought to be looking at as other vehicles that they can utilize to help them get more done in less time?
Sure. I mean, I come from a social PR perspective here. So some of the tools that I'll mention are purely from that viewpoint. So in addition to Tracky, things like Buffer, Deliver It, I use MailChimp quite frequently, TweetDeck. You know, there are things that make life a bit easier because they have built-in features that reduce the amount of tasks I have to do to get a single thing done. Also have really been utilizing Google Hangouts, Watch-A-To for live streaming. I guess those are a few without giving everything away.
Well, you know, Sarah, the point you're making is that there are so much out there that you can utilize to improve your productivity or efficiency. I mean, it's almost overwhelming. And I think the value of what you're going to present is to shine a light on a few people can readily implement and get immediate benefit from, right?
Yeah, and it is overwhelming. And I've always jokingly said, I stole this quote from the movie Step Brothers, putting in the man hours so you don't have to. I don't want people to feel like they constantly have to stay in the know on everything. I try to stay on the pulse of all these tools, test them out, and then just share the best of the best of what will actually work. And in fact, I've got a resource that'll be launching for PR pros and communicators in the next couple of months that will really just feature those top tools so they can have them all in one place.
What are some of the mistakes people make when they utilize a project management tool? I mean, I use Basecamp, and it's a great tool, but like anything, I'm probably using a minimum amount of its capacity. I mean, I wonder if that's almost the biggest mistake people make, is they don't fully embrace and utilize tools like this. What are some other mistakes that they're making?
Well, and this is by no means a bash on any of our competitors, but I know the reason I came to Tracky is because I was publicly upset that I couldn't find something that really integrated across my life. And with most project management softwares or platforms, they're designed for the enterprise. So let's say someone works with a company and they're using one of those top enterprise pieces of software. If they leave that organization, they leave behind everything that they contributed and built there, especially if they go to a new organization that doesn't use that one and they use another one. So there isn't a huge incentive to really take it and run with it and own it. One of the things that I love about Tracky is that it's one project management platform you keep with you essentially for your entire life. So as you move to different careers, and we know most people in the new workforce are going to switch careers several times in their life, and you take that with you, take the contacts with you. If your company gives you access to anything that you've created, it all lives there and stays there. Of course, you can change privacy settings if someone leaves so they can't access that. But you don't have to keep recreating new connections, inviting people into new places. So I think the biggest mistake is that it's not necessarily that you're using something wrong. It's that it wasn't built to be truly used across all areas of your life, social, professional, and personal. And I think people can get on board with something that they only have to learn and use once and if it's easier onboarding. I know a lot of the enterprise pieces of software aren't the most intuitive. They aren't the most pretty. You think about the amount of time and attention that goes into the user interface and user experience on popular social networks. I really, truly believe that if you're going to be using project management, it should have an essence of that fun. It should look a little bit more fun so that you don't feel like you're going into some clunky old platform. So I'll step off my soapbox now.
Well, amen to that. I was surprised, frankly, to hear you say that you were going to get into some content strategy. So help me understand. I want to understand the context with which you're going to talk about that. I think that's going to be really beneficial. Is it from the point of view of, hey, I'm a solo PR consultant here, and I have not enough hours in the day to get everything done, and oftentimes content, which is very important, obviously, in telling our story and getting the word out about our services and our capacity, it doesn't get done because of a busy day. Is that the context from which you're coming at it?
That's part of it, but I'll talk about how in this whole idea under the umbrella of get more done with less, I'm going to actually give people an insight and look into how I actually plan out content marketing, both for tracking, how I've done it in the past for other clients, so you can see how we can streamline creating that content, getting it up, and maximizing it, how we actually schedule content to go out, how we give it some legs if it's evergreen content, and how to produce more of that social visual angle so that you're hitting more than just text, optimizing that information. So breaking down those tasks and showing how it's actually can be executed in a more efficient way.
I'm not sure if you're going to get into this deeply at the event, but one of the biggest struggles that I face with my clients is the struggle with which they come up with the content. I mean, it sounds like there's going to be a lot of discussion about how to leverage it, how to share it, how to get more use out of it, but too many people struggle with actually generating content itself.
Yeah. Well, that's the heart of it. That's the heart of what I'll be talking about is the content generation and how you can do that much more easily and eliminate the back and forth emails of the next version of something. So we're going to look at a much more effective process for getting that done.
Great. Well, there's a tremendous need for that. You know, I cheat. I interview people like you, and that's how I generate content.
That's great content.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you, Sarah. I mean, that's the business I've built is I run and do podcasts for a bunch of clients. And you know, part of the consulting I do for them is to help them learn how to develop content and the treasure trove of knowledge that they already have inside them that for whatever reason they struggle to get out. But a podcast is a great way to get that out. It's a great way to interview thought leaders in your space and have them help flesh out the story you're trying to tell. But frankly, it's a great way to network and it's a heck of a business development strategy as well.
It's great because you can repurpose other people you're interviewing can share it. So it does have a much larger lifespan than just the interview itself.
Yep. I think the last time you were on the show, you were coming to Atlanta for another presentation. You and I tried, 3, 4, 5 months ago to get connected. You had put out a book called Reframe, and our busy schedules were such that I couldn't get you on the show. Since it is my show, by gosh, I'd love you to take a quick second, talk about that work.
Thank you. Well, I'm really excited. It's fun to be an author, and I'm really proud to be an author of a slim book. And slim books are a new startup, and their whole premise is books you can read in 1 to 2 hours without the fluff. So they're extremely simple. I jokingly say it's great bathroom reading. But they're just tidbits of information that I've learned over the last 10 years in the professional world. I think it's great for new grads, college students, those going through a time of transition in their life. And one of my favorite parts is that every page and a half is actually considered a chapter. And I've got socially shareable 140 character or less takeaways on each page. And I also have images that have personal quotes that I've jotted down in my notes over the past years of things that have motivated and helped me through. And I constantly need to reframe almost daily. You know, every day isn't perfect and every day isn't blissfully happy. But when you change your frame of reference and you change your perspective on things and can help to find more good amongst just the most mundane things in life, I found that I've achieved a new level of happiness in both family and professionally. And I'm hoping that this book is the first of many in helping others as well.
Outstanding. Well, Sarah, we're about out of time. Before I let you go, how can people get in touch with you? Where can they get their hands on this book? Where can they learn more about Tracky?
Great. Well, you can always sign up for Tracky at tracky.com, and you can tweet us at Tracky, especially if you have questions about productivity and collaboration. You can find me on Twitter at PRSarahEvans, or email me anytime, PRSarahEvans@gmail.com. And the book is available at slimbooks.com/reframe, R-E-F-R-A-M-E.
Sarah, it was great to have you. Thanks for making time to join us.
Thanks so much.
And looking forward to seeing you in about a month's time. Once again, Sarah will be a featured speaker at the upcoming Solo PR Summit, a conference for independent professionals in PR and social media. It'll be held here in Atlanta February 20th and 21st. There are still some limited tickets and sponsorship opportunities available. Visit soloprsummit.com for details. So that wraps today's show. On behalf of my guest, Sarah Evans, I am Todd Schnick. We'll see you next time on Intrepid Radio.